Sue Sweet. Marie. Sault Ste. Marie City Council will be asked next week to consider increasing the controversial $6 million cost of rebuilding Queen Street from Bruce to East. Ward 3 Count. Angela Caputo and her Ward 1 counterpart Sunny Spina will introduce a resolution calling for heated sidewalks to be added to this year's Queen Street reconstruction. They'll argue that heated sidewalks can save money by reducing the slip and fall injuries, eliminating the need for sanding, salting and plowing, and extending the life of sidewalks by reducing damage from frost heave and snow plows. Nicholas Luck, executive director of the Downtown Association, told members of his board on Wednesday night that construction is expected to take place sometime in May or June, ending on October 31. A contract for the job is expected to be approved by City Council on May 13. Next week's council meeting will be held on Tuesday because of the Family Day holiday on Monday. So today's live-streamed coverage will start at 4:30 p.m. Tuesday with a special session at which Dr. Shalene Christine Haynes will be presented with the 2023 Medal of Merit. Here's the full text of the Caputo-Spina resolution to be considered by City Council. Heated sidewalks. Mover, Count. A. Caputo. Seconder, Councillor S. Spina. Whereas downtown revitalization is slated to be done this construction season, which will include new sidewalks from Bruce Street to East Street, and whereas part of the objective of the downtown revitalization is to rejuvenate Queen Street as a year-round main hub for locals and tourists to enjoy, and whereas some of the major barriers that Sault Ste. Marie's downtown face are winter-related, such as poor access and visibility to storefronts due to growing snowbanks and hard-to-clear sidewalks, and whereas clear sidewalks would allow safer commutes for pedestrians, allow citizens to remain active in an outdoor setting year-round, as well as providing much-needed access for anyone with accessibility issues, and whereas the use of large quantities of salt to control winter conditions has caused concern for the health of the Great Lakes, and whereas cities around the world with harsh winters have successfully implemented and maintained heated sidewalks, such as Reykjavik, Iceland, Edmonton, Alberta, and Holland, Michigan, and whereas these cities have cited that their heated sidewalks save their communities money by reducing the number of slip and falls, eliminating the need to sand, salt and plow, and reduce the damage caused by frost heave and snow plows, therefore extending the life of the sidewalks, and whereas quality of life is an identified strategic pillar for the corporation of the city of Sault Ste. Marie, and it is imperative that our winters be made as bearable as possible for our citizens by providing safe, walkable areas for citizens to be able to remain active and to enjoy all that our downtown has to offer. Now therefore be it resolved that staff be requested to report back to council with the cost of implementing and maintaining heated sidewalks from Bruce Street to East Street. Further be it resolved that staff compare best practices used in areas that have successfully implemented these systems and include any viable possibilities within the report, and further be it resolved that a cost analysis of average expenditures on sidewalk repairs, slip and falls, sidewalk plowing, snow clearing and sanding and salting all be presented to council within the report.